Oh, welcome. I'm really blessed to be here with you. We had the most amazing, amazing live event with the John Maxwell team this last week. I have more than 1,000 new friends. I don't think I've ever talked, hugged, shook hands so much as I have during that time. And we had the blessing and the honor to spend time with Les Brown and have him pour into us again as well. But had a lot of time with John this past week as I was appointed to the President's Advisory Council. John asked me to sit and have dinner with him, and had the opportunity to introduce John from the main stage. So I had more time with him and his president, Mark Cole. And I just feel like I am walking on clouds, just so blessed. And the Lord just really brought to my attention how important one person truly is. And I know for many of us, we just think, you know, well, what will it matter if I get on the prayer call? What will it matter if I go to church this week? What will it matter if I smile at the person at the checkout? What will it matter? And we think about all of these very small, tiny, what seem to be insignificant acts that we do, but how incredible the impact can be. Before I go any further, I want to open up with the Lord in prayer, and then we're going to jump in, and we're going to talk about how significant one person is and how significant you are. Heavenly Father, thank you so much for this time together. I'm humbled and honored to be your servant, Lord. Thank you for giving me this incredible opportunity. Thank you for allowing me to share this morning with the amazing people who are on the line with us today. Lord, I love you and I praise you. I ask that you would speak through my mouth of clay, that you would empty me completely of myself. Fill me with your supernatural wisdom and recall of your word. I pray, Lord, that you would touch our hearts, touch our minds, Lord, that we would leave this call not the same as we came, Lord, that we would be so on purpose and so full of passion for your work and for the call that you have on our life. Lord, we thank you for our businesses. We thank you for the opportunities to work for the companies that we work for and to serve the clients that we serve. Lord, we pray that you will bless them and that we will truly be a blessing. Lord, I thank you for your word. I thank you for your love. And I thank you that you give us this opportunity to come together and start our week together, regardless of where we are around the world. We love you and praise you. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, the one thing that I did when I was having dinner with John this last week is I had to introduce him, and I was really nervous, I'll be honest with you. And I couldn't figure out what to say, and the Lord just wasn't giving me the right words. And the conference theme was significance, building a legacy of significance. That's not truly what we all want to do. And so as I sat next to John, the Lord said, ask him a question, and ask him, what would he contribute or what would he say was the most significant act of his life? What had the greatest impact of significance? And he sat there and he thought for a while, and it's hard to stump John where he goes speechless. I'll be really honest with you. I've only experienced it, I think, one other time. And he said, you know, that's a really good question. And he sat there and he thought for about 2 or 3 minutes, which seemed like an eternity. And then he said, you know, I'm sure it was one day when I was in Tennessee. I think he was in Memphis, Tennessee. He said that he was speaking to a small group of pastors. And he said, you know, they just said, how can we get more of you, John? We want to, you know, stay more connected with you. We want to get more of your wisdom. And he said, I'm not really sure how to do that. And he said, instantly, the Lord just dropped into his heart, what if we put together a tape? He said, you know what? What if I put together a tape of my messages or my sermons or just some things I'm thinking about each week? And he said, I send it to you once a month. He said, how about we do that? He said, would you pay $5? He said, because that would just cover the shipping and the handling and maybe cover the expense of putting it together. And they said, oh, they would love it. And they had everybody in the room, he said, all 30 of them, sign up. And he didn't realize at the time what an impact that would have. He said what it did is at that moment, because one gentleman decided to come forward and say, how can we stay closer together, it actually sparked the leader, the man of influence, the pastor. He became the businessman and the world's leadership guru of the world. Inc. magazine just named John the number one leadership guru in the world. And this is like, he's had several of these awards this year. He's influencing countries, entire countries. Governments are coming to the John Maxwell team left and right for transformation. It, to me, how exciting, right? But it did start with a humble beginning. One man being brave enough to ask John, you know, how can we stay closer together? John saying, hey, why don't we put together, what can I do right now? What do I have in my hands right now? Well, you know what? I don't even have this in my hands, but it seems like a good idea. And he decided to start a tape ministry. He told me that the reason why that was so significant was because, he said, that got me writing content every day. Because I knew by the end of the week I'd have to put together not only a sermon, but I'd have to have something that I could put on a tape that would add value, that would lead these leaders that wanted to influence other leaders. He said that got him in the practice of doing what he does today. That was the foundation that started every book he's ever written. Because at that point he wasn't even putting any content together. To me, that was phenomenal because he has impacted probably millions of lives at this point. How incredible is that? He showed up and he just said, you know what, I'm going to do with what I've got in front of me. I know some of you are direct sellers and some of you are entrepreneurs, and there's a whole mix of us on the call right now. And you might be thinking, you know, my team's not very big. My message isn't very strong. I don't know who I could carry my message to or who an audience even could be. Start where you're at and just be obedient. I have been praying for my word for the year. And God always gives me my word, and I couldn't figure out, what's my word, what's my word, what's my word? But then I realized, you know, a couple of years he's given me two words, but usually they are like transformational excellence or, you know, something where they're connected, like an adjective or an adverb, an adjective and a noun and an adverb and a verb. This time he gave me two words, and it just dawned on me because I sat there again as I listened to John's word this year. It's intentional, and we were thinking of, you know, talking back and forth, and the Lord, I asked him, I said, Lord, why haven't you given me my word? You know, we're almost to March, and now we are in March. And he said, I did. You didn't listen. And I thought, oh, Lord, forgive me. And he told me, my words this year are trust and obey. So last year it was transformational excellence. The year before it was audacious growth. And this year it's trust and obey. And I thought, you know, isn't that the truth? When we truly do trust and obey, we can make a difference. And sometimes it might sound really crazy what God asks us to do, right? Let's think about Noah. Let's go and look and see what it says in Genesis about Noah, you know? It tells us that the Lord saw the wickedness of man was great in the earth, and that every intent of good, of the thoughts of his heart, was only evil continually. I mean, look around us. Think about how many people were there thinking so evil all the time. And the Lord was sorry that he had made man on the earth, and he was grieved in his heart. Now, I don't think he was sorry that he made man on the earth as far as, oh, it was a bad thing. I think it just was breaking his heart when he saw that when he had made man, that this is what has happened. Because he loves us so much and only wants goodness for us, and he knows if evil's in our heart, then we're not able to be fulfilled. So the Lord said, you know what, I'm going to destroy man, whom I've created from the face of the earth, both man and beast, creeping thing and birds of the air, for I'm sorry that I've made them. But Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. That's Genesis 6, 5 through 8. You know, we've got the same grace extended to us. You're right here. You found the grace because you're listening. But we have to receive that grace, right? Well, let's think about Noah's situation, right? Here he is. It's never rained. They've never had anything like this before. No water's fallen from the sky. There were no clouds. It was a different kind of ecosystem. And he was just going about living his life. Do you know that the Bible says that Noah lived until he was 950 years old? That's quite an accomplishment, right? Some of us, we think we're not even 50 yet. We think we've lived forever and that we're old, right? But the amazing thing about Noah was his obedience. He was righteous, and because of his righteousness and his obedience, even when everybody around him told him he was crazy, cut him down, picked on him, ridiculed him, did all kinds of horrible things, he was faithful. He did the right thing when nobody was looking or everybody was looking. I can't imagine the crowd of people that said, Noah, you're building a boat in the middle of land, like there's no water anywhere around. And he's like, oh, no, you know, water's going to fall from the sky. It's going to rain, and the Lord's going to flood the earth. They've never experienced a flood. They've never experienced rain. There's no water around. I'm sure they thought this guy is off his rocker, right? But think about it. Because he was righteous, because he lived in a righteous way, because he obeyed, he not only made a difference for himself, because God could have definitely said, you know what, Noah, I'm just going to save you. You're good. Come on, let's go. But because he lived this way and he tried to influence those that were closest to him, he wasn't worried about the entire mass of population. He was worried more about himself. He was concerned about that. He was obedient. It benefited his entire family because it tells us in Genesis 7:1 that the Lord said to Noah, go into the ark, you and your whole family, because I found you righteous in this generation. Those closest to you are going to benefit most when you do what's right. So if you truly care about your kids, you truly care about your teams, you truly care about your businesses, think about that. When you do what's right, you're going to benefit those that are closest to you. You know, one of the other things is it benefited all of creation, right? Because he said, bring in two of each one of the unclean and bring in seven pairs of the ones that are clean. And so they could have all of the animals. So we need to do exactly what Noah did. We need to make sure what we're doing is that we're doing the things that are making a bigger impact in our corner of the world. Make the world a better place where you're at. Make your environment, your neighborhood, your city a better place, your country. And it also impacted future generations, didn't it? We're still here. We're still enjoying things because he was obedient. You know, John told us a story during the Bible study when we were there that there was a man, and he was an old man, and he decided, you know what, he's going to plant an orchard, which, by the way, it's incredible to plant trees, and it's so important that we do that on a regular basis. And he had a young kid walk up to him, and he just thought, old man, what are you doing? And he asked him, he said, you know, what are you doing here? You're planting trees. I hope you don't plan on eating fruit from that tree. Because they're never going to grow up or grow into where they're going to produce fruit by the time that you're going to be dead and gone. And kindly he said, as he looked into the eyes of the young man, he said, young man, no, I don't intend to, but somebody will. Think about the someone or the somebody that's going to be able to partake in the fruit of the seeds that you're planting now, the legacy that you're starting to lead. You know, we benefited from previous generations. It's our responsibility that we are righteous, that we do obey, that we do trust, and that we leave that legacy, and we do plant those seeds. And we can make a difference for God. You know, I love this. In 2 Chronicles 16:9, it says, for the eyes of the Lord run to and fro throughout the whole earth to show himself strong on behalf of those whose heart is loyal to him. You know, God's always looking for someone to stand in the gap for him, and he desires to partner with the people that really love him. He desires to partner with you. However, what gets in the way? It's our excuses, right? The restrictions that we put on ourselves. I'm sure Noah really could have said, Lord, okay, come on, let's talk about this for a minute. Okay, you want me to build an ark. Number one, I'm not a carpenter. Number two, I don't even know how to do it. Number three, I don't even know what you're talking about with the rain coming out of the sky and water coming out of the sky and flooding. And you told us that you loved us and that you're going to provide for us a Messiah. So you're not keeping with your word. And, you know, I don't have enough staff to help do this project. This is so much bigger than me. And he could have went on and on and on. He probably could have said, you know what, dude, I'm just straight up too old, Lord. You know, there's just no way that we're going to be able to do this. And we put restrictions on ourselves, don't we? We might tell ourselves that we don't have enough talent or intelligence or experience. We might not have the tools or what we think is the skill. We might think we're too old. We might think we're too young. But with God, one person can always make a difference regardless of your circumstances or your situation. I want you to write this out. I want you to read this over and over and over again this week. One person can always make a difference regardless of circumstances or situation. And then I want you to write, I am the one person that is making a difference regardless of circumstances or situations. I mean, think about it. Noah, here he is, this really old man. He's expected to do this boat and all this huge thing to save the world, right? Then there's just a little boy who brought in a little sack lunch to be with Jesus and hear him talk, and he was in mixed with 5,000 people. How did anybody even notice that he had a sack lunch, really, you know? And he just was doing his little brown bag thing, and the Lord said, hey, you know, I think we can do that, and bring it forward. And when they were done, they had 13 baskets left over. I mean, pretty amazing, right? So in the case of Noah, he was obedient, right? And guess what? When it began to rain and he entered the ark, he was 600 years old. So if he could do it when he was 600 years old, I'm sure that we have no excuses, right? Can you imagine? Let's just look at history here for a minute. Can you imagine if Michelangelo had said, you know what, I don't do ceilings? Or maybe Noah said, you know what, I don't do boats. I get a little seasick. Or Moses said, you know what, I don't do rivers. Or what if David said, you know what, I don't really do giants. Or if Mary said, you know what, I don't do virgin births. Or John the Baptist said, you know what, I don't do baptisms. Or Peter said, you know what, I don't do Gentiles. Paul said, I don't do letters. Or Jesus even said, you know what, I don't do crosses. Where would we be? But each person did what they could where they were. So I want to encourage you not to be afraid to stand out in the crowd, because guess what Noah did? He stood out in the crowd like crazy. I mean, you want to talk about having to stand alone? He did. But think about it. The true difference makers are different. Don't be afraid to do something for the first time. I mean, he built a boat in the middle of the land, and he was prepared because he listened, because he trusted, and he obeyed. You know, it never even rained. Nobody could even imagine a flood. They had no concept in their mind. But he was more concerned with obeying God than looking foolish. And any time you've heard the words, it's never been done, don't prevent that from doing what God's asking you to do right now. And think about it. Think about that rainbow. We know what that signifies, right? That the Lord's never going to destroy the earth by water again, right? But every time you see a rainbow or see the colors of the rainbow, I want to encourage you to realize that it means more than that. It's a symbol and a reminder to you that you can make a difference. I want to go to the Lord in prayer and pray over our week this week. Lord, you're so awesome. We just love you so much. Thank you for bringing us and reminding us that we can make a difference. Lord, I pray for each one of my friends that they can understand the power of one, that you've given them the power, the call on their life, the wisdom and the direction to just go and fulfill that calling. All they have to do is just to trust and obey. Lord, I ask that you speak to them about the unique task and the call that you've called them to. Give them clarity. Give them focus. Give them the courage to step into it. Give them the strength, because you tell us in your word that we can do all things through you that will strengthen us. Lord, we know that you've got a plan to prosper them and not to harm them, to give them a hope and a future according to your word in Jeremiah 29:11. Lord, I ask that you give them the willpower and the power to follow through, to complete the task, to finish the race well, to finish the ark, and to go inside and to obey, and then to know that at that moment, you'll do the rest. Lord, I know that you're looking to partner with each one of them in a unique and special way. Lord, forgive us for the times that we haven't. Lord, we release any guilt or condemnation that we might be holding or harboring in our mind, in our thoughts, or in our hearts now. Lord, help us to step into your grace. Help us to step into just receiving your grace and your mercy, Lord. Help us not to be concerned about being the first or looking foolish or standing out or being different, but help us to really always focus on being the difference and making the difference for others, for our community, for our state, our country, our area, Lord. Lord, I thank you that I am a person that can always make a difference regardless of the circumstance or the situation because of what you are doing, working in and through me, like you tell me in Ephesians 3:20, that you want to work in and through me to do things super abundantly, more amazing than I could ever ask, think, dream, or imagine. And because you will do that for me and that's your desire for me, I know it's the desire for you, for each person that's listening to the call today. Lord, I know that we are on the verge of some new amazing movement for your kingdom. I can sense it in my spirit. And Lord, I just pray right now that you will give each person their call. You give them more tenacity, more perseverance, more desire, that you will light that fire in their belly right now in Jesus' name. Help them to fulfill the call of just one on their life. Help us to plant the seeds that will produce the trees, that will produce the fruit for the upcoming generations, Lord. Help us to be faithful. We know we can do nothing without you. So help us to be faithful. Lord, you tell us in your word, you've given all of us a measure of faith. So Lord, I ask that you would help that faith to rise up, that we would believe with unwavering faith and belief, Lord, and we would stand on it and act as if it's true now, because we know that the moment we ask it, we receive it. We ask that in Jesus' name. And Lord, I just pray for Jean right now as she's wanting clear direction about reconciliation with her husband. Lord, I just pray that you will just bless her. Give her the clarity she needs. Lord, I pray that you will grow both of them and draw both of them closer to you. You tell us that you will chase us down, that the Holy Spirit will chase us down, and that you will woo us to the Father. Lord, we know that a marriage can't stand strong unless we are united and close to you. And so, Lord, I just pray that you will draw each one close to you and close to each other. Lord, I pray a blessing over each and every business represented, each and every family represented, Lord, each and every person. Lord, I just pray that you'll bless them. You'll bless them both financially. You'll bless them with peace. Lord, I just sense in my heart that there's someone that's going through a legal battle right now. Lord, I just pray that you will give them peace that goes beyond all understanding. Lord, we know that you can make a way where there seems to be no way. And Lord, we also know that there are also times when we've made wrong choices and we need to suffer the consequences to learn from them. But Lord, I just pray that you will give them peace that will go beyond understanding, that you'll draw them closer to you, and that they will use this time to as a testimony, because we know that's how we overcome the enemy, is by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of our testimony, and loving our lives not unto death. Lord, I do pray for the marriages, Lord. I pray that you will bring them closer together, that you will help us to find one way for that we can honor or we can show respect or love or kindness in a new way to those that we live with, whether it's our spouse or our children or our families, Lord, whatever the capacity may be. Lord, we love you. We praise you. We thank you for an amazing, amazing week that lies before us. Help us to be faithful with the resources that you've given us, with the time that you've given us, with the strength that you've given us. Lord, I ask for healing as well. Lord, I just know that the flu is still going around. We rebuke the flu in Jesus' name and all other sense of disease in Jesus' name. we command healing to come forth and to manifest in each and every person's life. We talk and speak to every cell in each person's body and those in their family members that they function properly. In Jesus' name, we ask all this. Amen. I'm going to unmute the line for a minute and see if anybody's got any shares. We've got about 3 more minutes, so if you've got something that you want to share, a testimony, another prayer request or praise report, we'll stay on the line for just a couple more minutes for that. Does anybody have anything that you want to share this morning?
Becky, I sent you a private message on Facebook. It's Jean.
Okay, Jean, thank you.
Hmm?
I'll make sure that I check and read that.
Yeah, thank I mean, I didn't send it yet. I'm writing it, so.
Okay, perfect. Yep. Go ahead and just send that over. And just so that you guys know, because I know I'm looking at the list here, and there's so many new people that have joined us as well, just want to let you know that this is a great, great, warm place to be. There's no judgment, and we really, truly are here to help and support you. This is just how I give back, but there are amazing, amazing people that are incredible prayer warriors that will be praying with you and for you, and that you can open this call up to anyone. It doesn't have to be an entrepreneur or a direct seller. It can just be a friend or whomever, that it's just a great way to start the week, because to me, I just think this is just an incredible way to start your week, getting focused, getting on track, and then, you know, starting and dedicating your week with the Lord. Any other prayer requests, praise reports, shares, you just want to say hello, anything like that?
Hi, Becky, it's Lexi up in Michigan.
Hey, Lexi, how are you?
I'm great. You're such a blessing, and your words and what God has put on your heart is amazing. So thank you.
You're welcome. I saw your name pop up, and I'm like, oh, I hope that's Lexi. And, oh, I just, my heart just leapt when I saw your name come up on the dashboard.
Oh,
I love you.
Thank you, Dolly. Same here. We're just keeping warm up here.
Good for you. Oh, I'm sending you warm thoughts.
Thank you, doll.
Yeah, you know, I'm sensing in my heart that there's somebody that's got a real heaviness on their heart, and you're just feeling a little embarrassed or you don't want to share what's going on. If you do want to send me a private message through Facebook, I'd be happy to do that, but I want you to know that you are in a safe place, and there's several people still on the line, and we can go back into some prayer time for you, and if you'd like me to take off the recording, I'd be happy to do that. You know what, I'm going to do that right now. I'm going to turn off the recording in case that's hindering you.